a few boys here tonight, rather. But what we do have, they're smart fellas. And so we're going to have a little acrostic on heaven. But before that, you can sit there, Hudson. You can sit there. Thank you, son. All right. John 14. You got your Bibles? John 14. I'm going to read a few verses. I know you've read them many times, but we want to go over it again. In John's Gospel, chapter 14. And we're going to speak on what subject tonight? A little louder. What subject?
Heaven.
What subject? I believe it's getting through. You know, some of us older folk, you know, we're a little hard of hearing. And we've already had Brother Grover tonight confess that. I'm just like him or worse. All right, John 14. Are you ready now? Read it with me. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father, but by me. Now that's clear enough, isn't it? So we want to talk about heaven, the acrostic, H-E-A-V-E-N. And so the first letter, of course, is H. Now, heaven is what real place for all of those who know the Lord. That if you were going from school, I'll make it easy for you. If you were going from school, where would you go at lunchtime? When mommy picks you up, you're going down to Walmart, or you're going down to dive shop, or you're going down to the food fair. Where are you going?
Home.
Right. Who said that? Very good. Not home. There's no place like home. There used to be a sign up. No place like home. It's a place where we grumble the most and we're treated the best. And that's a lot of truth in that. I love home, don't you? You know, one of these days, at the coming of the Lord, mommy is not going to be home if she's a Christian. Daddy's not going to be home if he's a Christian. And if you're old enough to know that you need to trust the Lord as your Savior, isn't it going to be an awful thing that mommy's not home, or you may be out playing and you go in the house and mommy's not there, daddy's not there, they're gone. It's an awful thing, isn't it? Oh, to come to a home and find out loved ones are not there, or same thing is true with father and mother. The children are gone and they're still left behind. It's terrible. They miss heaven. They miss going home, because it's not their home. Only those who are the children of the Lord, of course. How many of you watch that commercial when you see the salmon going up the river and jumping up the river? You ever seen that commercial? And then there's a big bear up there. And as they jump up, that bear, boy, and he gets a nice juicy meal as he munches on the salmon. How many have seen that commercial on TV? Of course, I've seen it many times. What are those salmon doing? Would you believe there were little babies way upstream when they left up there floating down the stream, the river, into the river, into the ocean? Now they become adults, and they're trying all of their effort, their best way, to get back where? Home. Sad, but that's where they're going to die. Isn't it something, though, how God put into the heart of that little creature the knowledge? When he left, he was so small, how could he find a way back? And of all things, he just swims and jumps out of the water and goes upstream and finally gets up there. Now, here's the point I want to make. That poor salmon, you know what a salmon is, don't you? It's a fish. He's all bruised, he's tired, and he's ready to die. But you know something? It doesn't matter. Because babies are born, and it's a new lot, a new school of fish, and but then they die. But that's it. But the idea I want to get across to you is they were on their way, what they considered home. Now, with us, of course, it's not just like a salmon. And in some cases, yes, you're bruised when you go through life. You get sick. Sometimes you nearly die. You have problems. But it's nice to know. It's nice to know, no matter what happens in life, because some people think the only time we die is when we get old. Is that true? Of course not. I could tell you some sad stories about young people, children that die. But the thing is nice to know that you're ready to go to heaven. H.E., tell me something about heaven now. One word I want about the E. What is heaven like? Think. 11 and under. 11 and under. Okay? Hudson? Pardon? Eternal. Boy, now that's why I told him come up here to help us boys out. Thank you, Hudson. That's good. Eternal means forever. Not just for a few days, but it never, never ends. And I'm going to be home. You're going to be home if you're a Christian forever and forever and forever. Sad, though. There's another side to it, too, isn't it? Those that don't go to heaven. Well, we don't hear too much preaching on that today. And I'm not going to come down hard on your children tonight, especially. But what's the other place? Hell, that's right. And then isn't that forever, too? Yes, it's forever. And forever, and forever. You know, that's sad, you know. It pains my heart. But pray God that no child, no person, no young person here tonight will ever go to that place. What's the way to keep out of hell? Who? That's right. What do you have to do? Trust in Him. Boy, let's see, my boys are coming through for me tonight. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be what? Saved. Good word, isn't it? Amen. All right. Let's go to A now, right? So that's ready to help me. Very good. A. How many are going there, Christians? Some Christians going there? A couple of thousand going there? Who? All. Oh, another boy. Girls, come on. Don't let us down now. Brandy, come on. I know you can do it. All of God's children are going home. Isn't that wonderful? You ever stop to think, how do birds find their way home? It's amazing, isn't it? They travel for miles and miles and miles and miles, and they hatch their young, and the young leave. And after many, many months, they come back. How they ever get back to their place of habitat, I don't know. But it's just marvelous. But let me tell you something. One thing God has made sure of. The Lord Jesus said, all that thou hast given to me, none have I lost. Isn't that wonderful? All of God's children. Now, you know, it's amazing. We've had a lot of songs on heaven tonight. I'm going to heaven on the happy day of what? Of course, it's not a train, but that's just what we call a figure of speech. That's a big word. But we're going home to glory. And all of us are going. Now, be sure now. When I say all, I mean every child of God. Okay, the next word is what? V. Now, what did I have down for V? This is going to be a tough one. Because I couldn't find too many words, but victory is one. At last, we have victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. We're home, away from all of these things in life, so we have victory. But it's something else, too. It starts with V. The older ones can answer this. It has to do with enthusiasm. V. Can you think of the word? I'm not thinking of down the gym in particular. But it's a word associated with that. Okay, vitality. You'll never get tired again in heaven. Never. You'll have a new body. And boy, you'll be a real superman or superwoman, of course, or whatever way God's going to make it. And then we get our new body. I just can't imagine this. Do you ever get tired? You get tired, don't you, beloved? Of course you do, Paul. Boy, and so night comes, you're worn right out. But you know, can you imagine what it's going to be like in heaven? Your step is going to be, your spring is going to be in your life, your body. You're going to soar through the heavens, and you could travel the speed of light. I'm not going to ask you how fast the speed of light, although I believe you studied in a school, right? 186,200 miles per second. Boy, that's a lot of speed. That's how fast light travels. I believe we're going to travel faster than that. I really do. But no weariness. It's going to be wonderful. Vitality, that's the word I want. Enthusiasm, praising God, worshiping God, and even serving God when we get home to heaven. It's not going to be a dull moment in heaven. Isn't it wonderful? Ah, boy, it's all my singing. Don't let me sing too much down here, but I don't want to get into that subject. But I'm practicing anyhow. But I'll tell you, that's a day where we're going to sing. You're going to have the best voice, or as good as anybody, rather, in heaven itself. Singing is going to be part of our makeup. Vitality, enthusiasm. Never, never get tired. Okay, what's the next word now? E. Now, here's a big word. I couldn't find a word. You older folks can help me out. It's in connection with joy, but the word is ecstasy, okay? Joy. Joy. Joy unsurpassed. You'll never have a sad moment. Can you imagine that? Never know what it is to be sad. You'll never be disappointed. Your friends let you down here sometimes. Your dreams sometimes don't come to fruition. You get terribly disappointed. Things don't go your way. And I know if you haven't learned that yet, you're going to learn it sooner or later. In this world, there's a lot of disappointment. And even as a Christian, you have the joy of the Lord in your heart, but sometimes you do get sad. And but soon the joy returns. And do you know the difference between joy and happiness? Anybody 12 and under would answer that? I'll let Mr. Mark give you $5. Okay? The difference between joy and happiness. You want to take a try at it? Want me to go up to, did I say 12? All right. 13 down? What's the difference between joy and happiness? Mark's hoping that I don't go any higher. No, I'm only kidding. Well, I'm going to tell you. The difference is this. Happiness depends upon what happens. You'll be happy, and then all of a sudden something goes wrong in your life. You're disappointed, and then all of a sudden you lose your happiness. But the joy of the Lord you have in your heart, and no one can take that away from you. It's lasting. And when you get home to heaven, of course, you're going to realize it even in a greater way. There'll be no more sadness in heaven. What a wonderful thing to know. Heaven. Heaven. The last one, N. Now you have to go to the book of Revelation. It's a very simple word, but you could use another word in connection with it. In heaven, is there going to be any sin in heaven? No. So the last word is no. Okay, I put that word. That's a small. No sin in heaven. Boy, isn't that going to be grand. I will never sin again. I will never disappoint the Lord. We will never know what it is to ever sin and bring sadness to the heart of God, as well as to our own hearts. No sin in heaven. Look at what sin has caused in the world. Sin has caused homes to be broken up. Sin has caused death. Sin has caused all kinds of things. Crime, dope addiction, you name it. All over the world, wars and rumors of wars. Sin has been such an awful thing. And we've seen people die because of sin. The wages of sin is what? Death. But in heaven, thank God, no more sin. No more sin means no more death. Never die? Can you imagine that? I tell you, there's a lot of sadness in the world.
People get sick and many of them die. No death, no cemeteries. Oh, hallelujah. Every time I pass the cemetery down, and I know our loved ones are down there with the Lord, especially those that are saved. Every time I pass, there are a lot of Christians. We just, you know what we've done? We've just planted them there. That's all. But they're going to be raised with a new body in resurrection morn when Jesus comes for his church. And they're going to meet with those that are alive in the air, like Brother Larry has been teaching us in the last few nights. And we're going to get our glorified body. And it's never going to die. Never. Never see a cemetery. No more cemeteries. No graves. No death. No sin. No sadness. All right, tell me, what else is not in heaven? Now, don't say Walmart, please. Because I know, I'm only kidding. Think of something else. No, yes, sir. Pardon? No hunger, no starvation, no famine in heaven. Isn't it marvelous? Very good. Can you think of another one? Pardon?
Sickness.
No more sickness. No. You ever been sick? You ever had a fever? Felt pretty bad, eh? I know. I nearly died once. I had what they call dengue fever by a mosquito that in Bermuda they had many years ago. Some of the children died. And my mother thought I was going to die. But God spared me. But it's a terrible thing to be sick. There's a lot of people that are sick in this very island. And we all know something about sickness. Very good. No more sickness. Who gives us a lot of trouble today in the world?
Satan.
Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that in the 20th chapter, I think, of Revelation, it says he is going to be what? Bound. And in heaven, there's no devil. There are no demons. No Satan to bother us. Isn't it wonderful? He'll be chained and put in hell forever and ever, never to be a trouble to the Church of Jesus Christ again. Very good. Very good. Let's see. Now, here's a sad one. There are no sinners in heaven either. When I say sinners, people who rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it's a sad thing. Now, we look at it, it's sad. That's why we always want to see the whole family saved. So when Jesus comes, we'll all go up to glory. Wouldn't it be wonderful? I tell you, mothers and fathers, if you got children that are not saved, I don't blame you for praying night and day. It's a painful thing to have children that are not ready. I'm talking about children that are responsible, and they're not ready to go to heaven. And if the Lord Jesus comes and they're left behind, it's a horrible thing, and we won't find them in heaven. No loved ones that have rejected Christ. There are no sinners in heaven. We're sinners, but we're saved by the grace of God. We're children of God. We're Christians. And we're in heaven. But there are so many, so many that will be left behind. It's sad, isn't it? I think we'll leave it there. I know there are a few other things we could say, but I think we've said enough. And you've been so attentive. I want to compliment you. You've been so good and so helpful. You've made me very happy tonight. Now let's bow in a word of prayer, all right? Let's sing our little chorus while your heads are bowed. If you've never made a profession, if you've never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, you can sing the little chorus, "Into my heart, into my heart." But you shouldn't sing it if you're not saved, if you're not a Christian. But if you really want to be, you could sing it and mean it and make it a prayer. And then you can tell us after the service. You can say to any one of the brethren or sisters or myself, "I've given my heart to the Lord tonight because I don't want to be left behind. Not me. I want to be ready when Jesus comes." Okay? into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, come in today, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you indeed for your word. We thank you for the good singing tonight. We thank you for the children. Oh, Lord, you love the children. You took them up in your arms and you blessed them. And you said, suffer the little children to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. The disciples drove them away. And Jesus rebuked them. And we thank you for our children here tonight. We thank you for our young people. And we just pray, oh God, that day by day you keep them. Keep them from the temptations of the devil and from the ensnarements of the world, and pray that you'll be everything to them, and that you'll bless them, bless our children. Oh, God, we thank you for them tonight, and for those who perhaps who sung the song and meant it in their heart, help them to have the courage to really let someone know, or at least believe in their hearts that Christ died for them, and they shall be saved. Help them to do this tonight with our prayer, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, young people, the service is over, and thank you again. Appreciate that, eh?